I can say that the trial has everything to be considered as a masquerade, both in substance and in form. What will happen could be interpreted as proof of enslavement of the justice of my country. To get an idea of this, I will ask you and your listeners to ask yourself whether a trial that will be serious and which will see 20 people appear can last 2 days. Well, know that this is what we are dealing with. I would rather speak of an expedition, and I will not be surprised if we were told that the verdict has already now.
The African Court on Human and People's Rights, which is based in Tanzania, said last year that the Ivory Coast government should suspend the arrest warrant for Mr. Soro and then release the 19 people that were arrested. Now, with this trial going on, it seems that the Ivorian government is not respecting the decision of the African Court on Human and People's Rights.
Well, James, I think your question contained the correct answer. The lawyers of Mr. Guillaume Soro have also published a press release to make their surprise to see the elder of judges ignore the decision of the African Court of Human and People's Rights. Concerning us, this ignorance is a proof of a snub of the Ivorian justice to a jurisdiction which is superior to it.
Now, there were parliamentary elections held in Ivory Coast last year, and some members of the opposition took part in the elections, and there has been some reconciliation going on the part of the Ivorian government with the opposition. What does Mr. Soro think about the government's offer for reconciliation?
James, I don't know if it can be said that participation in an election triggers a process of reconciliation. For reconciliation to take place, all parties must recognize that there is material for reconciliation. We have been witnessing for a few months now the release of several political prisoners. Should we greet this? I don't think so, because these people should never have ended up in prison. On the other hand, we can welcome the government's decision to release these men and women unjustly torn from theirs. We hope that those still languishing in prison will be released. They should not be seen as hostage and or pressure tactics. Reconciliation will take place when all political actors, without any exception, begin to respect each other and respect the people.
Former President Gbagbo is contemplating is on the verge of returning to Ivory Coast. Does Mr. Soro hope to return to Ivory Coast soon and when?
Of course, Mr. Guillaume Soro aspires to return to his country. No one should be forced into exile, let alone other political differences. The question, therefore, does not arise. When to know, if I can say that, the future will tell. But we are optimistic that it will not be long in coming.